Hello, I'm Aslan.
I'm Audrey.
I'm Rosalie.
And we are the broadcasters.
We're here today at Radio Free Palmer to talk a bit about some of the relevant issues facing women and folks in our community here in the Valley, and a little about how these topics relate to current media trends and just our society in general. Then hopefully we can give some resources if you find yourself in need of certain services. Rosalie, you had some things to share. Why don't you start us off?
You know, the other day I was thinking about the movie Juno. I was listening to the soundtrack created by Kimya Dawson, a member of the Moldy Peaches.
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
she is such a sweet singer-songwriter with a wacky style and an interesting life, just like the character Juno. The 16-year-old kid in a tiny Montana town that actually is very similar to the Valley gets knocked up by her childhood friend. She goes to get an abortion but decides against it at the last minute, particularly for the uncomfortable wait in the waiting room and the judgment of her peers. She then decides to give her baby up for adoption, as long as the family would pay for her health care expenses. In the end, she does give her baby to a loving single mom who she knew was educated and able to afford raising a kid, which many pregnant teenagers are not able to do. According to the Media Research Center, only 40% of teenage mothers ever graduate high school. Dropping out of high school can lead to unemployment and homelessness for many young people. And here in the Valley, we have some resources for that.
Yeah, actually, Rosalie, I read an article in the Frontiersman earlier this year that said that there's more than 300 homeless teens here in the Valley. My house is open to homeless teens between the ages of 14 and 24, which, I don't know, isn't technically a teenager, but still, anyone between those ages can go in there. You can reach them by calling 373-HELP during the day and talk to a counselor, or you can just stop by between 8 and 5 o'clock. And they have caseworkers there that can help you get yourself sorted out, help you find the things that you might need. They're located over in Wasilla on 300 North Willow Drive. And they also serve hot meals every day from 3 to 4 p.m. And they're open, like I said, from 8 to 5. They also have a coffee shop that opens actually at 7 in the morning. They do have an emergency hotline that has people on call there 24/7, and their number is 354-HELP or 354-4357.
You know, the issues covered in Juno are so relevant to what many teens today experience in high school. This movie just completely outs the issues of teen pregnancy and protection. The easiest, most accessible form of birth control is condoms, and they are 98% effective, and the only form of birth control that can protect against STDs and STIs. Condoms are handed out at fairs, at the doctors, they're just free everywhere, but condoms can break, and women should be in control of their own bodies and have their own form of protection against pregnancy. Many girls have trouble getting birth control, whether from parents not allowing it or being too afraid to have that conversation, or even just not having the insurance to be able to cover the cost, because unlike condoms, birth control can be super spendy. They're not just handed out everywhere for free. And for my environmentally conscious people out there, there are even options of birth control for you. For women, the IUD is environmentally safe and lingerless condoms, and Sustain products, which all have no carbon footprint. And Rosalie, what were the Sustain products? What products do they offer?
They offer tampons, pads, condoms, lubricant, many sort of different types of personal health.
Yeah, so they all have no carbon footprint, which I personally think is super cool, because who doesn't love saving the planet while having safe, protected, consensual sex? Consensual being the key word there.
Hey, that reminds me of 16 and Pregnant. That show was incredibly important in exposing teen pregnancy in a new light. It provided valuable insight to real-life situations that 16-year-old children can be in. The show actually helped promote sex ed, and from 2009, when it premiered, to 2010, teen pregnancy dropped 6%, according to the CDC. The show was criticized, like Juno, for possibly glamorizing teen pregnancy. But safe sex and according... Oh, sorry. But like Juno, it actually increased awareness for safe sex and according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, quote, found that the rate of teenage pregnancy declined faster in areas where teenagers were watching more MTV programming. It is a ways past the prime of 16 and pregnant, but young women still face the lack of knowledge and about local resources for birth control and STD testing.
Yeah, I know in my high school health class, I learned little to nothing about STDs and birth control on the women's side. Condoms are talked about, but no information is given out about how the woman can be in control of their bodies and different types of birth control available to them. Also, safe sex between same-sex partners is an important subject that needs to be incorporated into the high school health class curriculum. You know, with things like dental dam available now, it should be talked about, so particularly women partners can also enjoy protected sex.
Yeah, actually, you know, you can get information about birth control, STD testing, and answers to related questions at the Public Health Center, which is located across from the bowling alley on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway. You can go in there and get yourself on birth control as young as 14 years old, and you don't need your parents' consent. You can just stop in there. You don't even have to have an appointment. You don't have to have insurance. In fact, they can't turn you away for not having enough money. They offer counseling as well, and they provide public assistance or provide assistance in many areas, including helping you get on public assistance if that's what you need. You can look them up online or you can just stop by.
Well, so far we've only talked about teenagers in tough situations, so I've been trying to think about examples from young women in American pop culture. A few from Germany and France featured multifaceted young women, independent from men, living their lives, like Wetlands and Amelie. Sadly, not many come to mind immediately from this country. Keep in mind, I'm not an expert on films. The few films that I could think of from American filmmaking companies that don't include direct romantic plots about young women are Camp X-Ray, a film about an army private and a Guantanamo Bay detainee, Things We Lost in the Fire, a film about a woman struggling with the loss of her husband while helping her late husband's best friend with his addiction relapses, Mulholland Drive, a classic David Lynch psychological thriller including murder, unhealthy relationships, and breakdowns, and Thelma and Louise, where two women end up on the run after killing a man in self-defense. That sure is a lineup, right? And even though all those descriptions sound pretty rough, they all do have very interesting commentary on relationships, addiction, mental health, and sexuality. So they are worth watching. Also, there are resources in our local community that can help you out if you're struggling with any of those things.
Yeah, actually, the Alaska Family Services offers free mental health counseling for you or if you have a family member or someone who's suffering from drug or alcohol problems, they can help you cope with that as well. You can just walk in and find someone to talk to, or you can call them at 745-4080. That's 4080. And they have support systems, and they have also shelters for domestic abuse situations.
Also, there are various resources in Anchorage for those struggling with relationship problems or looking for LGBTQA plus support, such as Identity Alaska, who you can contact at 907-929-4528. Or at their website, identityalaska.org. Another means to find support is to watch films, read books, and to listen to music that represents your values and also can empower you in the process. A particular favorite of mine is Thelma and Louise. Callie Corey was the screenwriter, and she actually won the 1992 Academy Award for Best Screenplay. It is an incredible story about strong women, true character growth, female protagonists, and at least from my point of view, a healthy platonic or even romantic relationship between two young women. The ending with their hands held up in the air, what a classic film moment. Nonetheless, there are easier ways to get out of sexual assault / domestic abuse situations without killing the man or woman perpetrating these offenses.
Yeah, abuse is just such a common thing that takes place in relationships, and it comes in all different forms. You know, around this age, women start to enter more serious relationships, and abuse becomes more prevalent. It's important to clarify that there is more than just physical abuse. There's also emotional abuse. You know, signs of physical abuse are much easier to identify because it's visible, but emotional abuse can completely warp somebody's mind. It can completely change how you perceive yourself and cause doubt in the choices you make, and can just change the person as a whole. Emotional abuse can be subtle at first, with your partner blaming you for things out of your control or picking at your faults, and it can eventually become very serious and very toxic by draining you of your self-worth, can even alienate you from your support system. Just like physical abuse, emotional abuse is about gaining power and being in control. It's important that you learn the signs so you can identify if you yourself are in an abusive relationship or even somebody you know, so you can start working to get yourself or them out of it. I just want to say to any women or even men out there who are in this degrading, draining relationships, you are not crazy and you're not worthless. Your strength is what caused the insecurity in your partner, and none of it is your fault. You can get out, and we have some resources here in the Valley available to help you because you are not alone. Yes, I fell so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't want to see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Another form of abuse that some people do not want to admit is sexual assault while in a relationship. Being married to someone or dating someone does not mean you sign your consent away. You still have the right to say no at any time, no matter the situation. And another thing, don't let your partner guilt you into sexual acts you aren't comfortable with, because that too is a form of abuse. It is difficult for a lot of women to admit they've been assaulted for many reasons, including not thinking it was bad enough or even just being too afraid to admit to friends and family that they've been suffering with this. If you have a bad feeling about something that happened, then it is enough to report. Society has made it difficult for women to come forward in any instances of sexual assault because our rape culture just does victim blaming and ridicules the victim, creating an unsafe environment. However, I promise if a woman comes forward, you'll have a million women believing your story and not his, backing you up.
Yo, this is a story of a male-female threat to society. You know, being misjudged and not respected for what we are. But I want to send a special shout out to my girl, Tawana Brown. No matter what we say or what we do, they'll always believe his story.
Well, that's true. You know, there's a lot of women out there that need help. And really, we do stick together and we can help each other out. One of the places that provides services for battered women and sexual assault, which was known as the Valley Women's Resource Center, is now the Alaska Family Services. And part of their mission is to promote the power and improve equality for life for women and children, and seeking family solutions to individual problems. They can provide things like child care assistance and signing up for our WIC programs. They offer services for counseling, for nutrition counseling, for mental health counseling. All their services are free of charge, and you can look them up online. They're located on Chugiak Street in Palmer, over just past the junior high school, and they have counselors there all the time. You can just walk in and start talking to somebody, and they can definitely help you out.
So it's obvious young women have a lot on their plates, but you know, what about when they actually start a family?
And when we say family, we mean same-sex couples, single parents, interracial families, multi-generational families, and anything that you yourself would constitute as a family. One film centered around a family that really comes to mind is Little Miss Sunshine. Nonetheless, it definitely isn't the most functional family. The movie is about a little girl traveling with five other family members in a VW van from Albuquerque to California to participate in a beauty pageant. This movie truly highlights family diversity. The father is a failing author of a self-help book who is somewhat delusional in his role as a perfect father. The son took a vow of silence to prepare himself for the military, which rejected him for being colorblind. The grandfather succumbs to a drug overdose halfway to California after a long history of drug abuse. The uncle is an avid Proust fan and a failed professor. He is in a very low mental state after attempting suicide and being rejected by his ex-boyfriend. The mother is relatively demure and does the average work of the housewife. Her role in the film is small, and she really functions as a background character as the motherly figure taking care of her family.
You know, this movie is just so packed full of many different issues. It, you know, covers a lot. Ones that are scarcely talked about, actually, in today's society. You know, the idea of the woman's sole purpose being to take care of the home and to take care of the children is such outdated thinking. The fact that this ideology is portrayed in the movie is a little disappointing for me, but you could look at it from a different perspective, that this family is dysfunctional. The mother is seen as less in the family, and that, in a way, fits in perfectly with the storyline. You know, it's just important that we not only portray different households in movies, but practice it in real life. You know, this isn't the 1920s. The woman can have a job and be a good mother, and the dad can be a stay-at-home dad and still hold on to that precious masculinity. We want to show different households in movies, show the diversity of families we have in this world. And this also just sets a better example for kids. You know, if a son sees his mother being respected by the father and equality between the two when it comes to housework and cooking, it'll help teach him how to respect women, to see them as equal to him, you know, keep him from putting them in this gender role that people often do. Same goes for the girl and having a good role model to so she can do whatever she puts her mind to. She doesn't have to conform to this so-called gender role.
And scrub till this whole house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time.
Yeah, and there are family help organizations out there like Blood and Fire that offer meals like daily lunches, Wednesday dinners, and a food pantry. Family Promise can give overnight shelters to families in need, and 211 is an excellent resource for families in the Matanuska Valley.
Look them up online, Alaska 211, or you can simply dial 211 on your phone. They have over 980 resources available out there for folks who need counselors. They need home assistance, like rent assistance. They need shelters. They need clothing. If they need medical assistance or have mental health issues, you can either call 211 and tell them what your problem is and let them know what you're looking for, or you can go online and search their website and find a lot of information out there.
You know, going back to Little Miss Sunshine, another issue that they address is suicide. This is a really huge topic, not only in young adults, but in grownups as well. It's just an issue that in every part of the world is prevalent. So many people suffer with depression and anxiety, and it's important that we talk about it to create awareness.
So if you want to burn yourself, remember that I love you. And if you want to cut yourself, remember that I love you. And if you want to kill yourself, remember that I love you. Call me up before you're dead. We can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend.
There's so many great resources out here in the Valley/Anchorage area that I think many people don't know about. I think a lot of people have heard about North Star, which is usually a place you get sent to when suffering with problems like depression or addiction. It's not really a place you get to choose to go to, and I think that scares a lot of people and creates this negative stigma behind it. But there's actually another place in Anchorage called the Providence Crisis Center, which is actually a super positive rehabilitation center. And the best part about it is that you choose to go there. You're not forced. It's completely a choice when you walk in. They, you know, give you a questionnaire, make sure it's a place that you want to be and that you want help. So it's 100% your choice. And, you know, if you're feeling like you need extra support, you need to learn coping skills, or just to get out of maybe a negative situation that's causing depressive episodes, this is a really great place to go. You know, like I said, you're not forced to stay there. It's a super positive experience. And I just think not that many people know about it or are afraid to use it as a resource just because of the negative talk behind North Star. And as Rosalie kind of mentioned earlier, another great resource to kind of find something to empower you or even to relate to you is music. And one of my favorite examples is the new Logic song, which the title is actually the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And I don't have the statistics, but I heard that after this song was played at the VMAs, the number of calls to this number increased by a huge amount and just created a lot of awareness. So the girl feature in the song named Alyssa Cara has a beautiful part where she says reasons to keep pushing and keep on living, and I found it to be really beautiful.
Let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater. And it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover. It's holding on though the road's long, seeing light in the darkest things. And when you stare at your reflection, finding hope in who it is, I know that you'll thank God you.
I know where you've been, where you've...
Yeah, I really enjoy that song, and I think it is really important to get the knowledge out there that Providence doesn't then kick you off to North Star, and that there are other options for treatment for depression and anxiety besides some ultimatums such as API or North Star.
Yeah.
And another thing that affects all humans are society's standards of beauty. Beauty pageants are a prime example of the influence of society on a person's worth based off of physical appearance. Pageants in particular are the embodiment of Western society's expectations for appearances of women, and they are generally instituted at a young age. The girls are made up with blonde wigs, fake tans, and huge eyelashes. These characteristics are society's ideas of unattainable beauty, and according to the National Report on Self-Esteem, 98% of girls feel that there is an immense pressure from external sources to...
We really just need to remember that there is no one definition of beauty. The thing that makes our world beautiful is the diversity and variety of the population. And I know with social media playing a huge factor, a lot of women suffer with these body image issues, which can even result to eating disorders. And it's just so important that we spread the message that all skin is beautiful, all bodies are beautiful, and really what's most important is that all souls are beautiful. And you don't need to try and change yourself because you see a skinny model online. Change your thinking. Congratulate her for her beauty, and then go look in the mirror and appreciate your beautiful body as well.
Absolutely. The women who participate in pageants are and can be intelligent people, even though they have an inaccurate ditzy stereotype placed on them. Also, women who are tan, blonde, and beautiful are in fact beautiful, one of the many definitions of beauty, like you said. Well, in Little Miss Sunshine, they did not quite know what kind of pageant they were getting themselves into. They show up, and the girls are made up to look like little Barbie dolls in olive. The average-looking, bespectacled 7-year-old who was driven all the way to this pageant is dressed in a costume tux and does a burlesque rendition of Rick James's Super Freak. After the entire family and Olive are chased off the stage, the film ends with them driving into the sunset, with their issues finally accepted and working on being resolved.
I'm really glad you included the part about, you know, Olive's... little dance show on the beauty pageant. That's just, I remember watching that when I was younger, and I just laughing so hard because it was just so outrageous and hilarious. Well, eventually the movie does end. Your kids grow up and you're on your own once again. Once you become an empty nester, hit menopause, and suddenly have your own life once more, your representation suddenly disappears.
As Meryl Streep puts it, when you're in your teens or 20s, there is an abundance of ingenue parts which are exciting to play, she told More magazine last year. But at my age, you're usually the wife or the girlfriend, a sort of second-class citizen. Your existence as an older woman, or person in general, is less talked about. Most of the time, you don't see blockbuster films with elderly female women as the main characters. There are less movies and primetime television show roles that include 21% of our nation's population. Ageism is prevalent in our media, and we don't talk about it. There are a few exceptions to this, though. Netflix's popular Grace and Frankie is about two older women who are going through separation with their gay husbands and being all the while supportive as they rely on one another.
You know, we watched this video in my Women in Gender Studies class the other day. It's by Amy Schumer. It's called uneffable. I won't say the full title, but it's just totally portrays ageism in, you know, Hollywood today. Just talks about how once you reach that certain age, you lose your sex appeal and Hollywood doesn't, you know, represent you the same way, which they usually, they represent men for a long time in that way, but women kind of have a cutoff age. And this video Amy Schumer has, it's on YouTube or funnyordie.com, or actually I think it's on Amy Schumer's website, but super funny. You guys should check it out because it totally just encompasses this whole idea of ageism.
Yeah, I think they also talk about how male actors get to have young female counterparts, whereas they don't have very many older women actors that have young male counterparts.
Yeah.
But I've seen it before, too. I think it was a pretty funny show. One I think that was definitely a little more serious was Woman and a Man.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty good movie. And it talked about an elderly woman who actually ended up living in her van and how the community kind of came around and tried to help her out. They painted her van for her and stuff. And of course, she didn't really want that. But it was a pretty good story.
And another thing we could talk about more is how to help out seniors in our local community here in the Valley.
Well, that's true. And actually, we have a great senior center here in the Valley. And they offer all kinds of services. Like, I know my uncle, who actually lives in another state, he hurt his back and he had to have some home services because his wife passed away a few years before that. And they didn't have enough people there where he lives to serve the Meals on Wheels. And it's like they had people there in their kitchen that could make them. So either he had to find a ride or get somebody to go there and pick up like a week's worth of food for him. And, you know, they can bring home and thaw it out a day at a time. And he had to wait on this list. And it was like 6 months to a year before he could get meals. Well, you know, by then, of course, he was definitely better and more mobile. But it was just kind of sad that that's how some communities have to be. And fortunately for us, I mean, the senior centers that we have here is absolutely fantastic. They not only provide Meals on Wheels for people, they will take people to doctor's appointments or to shopping trips. They go to Walmart and Fred Meyer's and Kars every week, and they'll pick people up, or if people can get to the senior center, they'll take them there on top of that. And they also have a lot of chance for the seniors to get together in the community or as a community and have daily meals.
Mm-hmm.
And they do crafts and activities for the seniors as well, or, you know, provide the space for the seniors to do the things that they want to do. Mat-Su Regional is another great place that has a fantastic seniors outreach program. And they have a thing called the Senior Circle, which I've heard is really fantastic. You have to be over 50 to go. I personally have not been there. And but they, you know, let people get together and they talk about health issues and they talk about different activities that are going on and things that they can join into and stuff that they can do. And, you know, I think that both of these places could definitely use more volunteers in the community. So really, if you have some time to give, I think seniors are fantastic people to talk to and spend time with, and you can really have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's really important that our community starts becoming more involved in, you know, volunteer opportunities like this, especially with the seniors. You know, like you said, Audrey, like just, you know, get to know these people, like learn about them and the lives they lived, and, you know, get some volunteer hours while you're at it. And it's just, it's a really great way to kind of step outside of yourself and help somebody out in the community.
I know that the Veterans Center is also a great place to help people out in the community. And, you know, I know that sometimes veterans have a hard time going to places like that because they don't want to ask for help. But I don't think that they're really having to ask for help to go to someplace like that that will provide things for them, you know, people to talk to, services that they might be able to benefit from. They've, you know, put in their time serving the country. And the Wasilla Senior Center is a great place. They have fantastic people there. And they, you know, any veteran, whether or not they've had a less than honorable discharge or an honorable discharge, it doesn't matter. If you need help, if you want to talk to somebody, you can just walk in the door and there will be people there that would be happy to see you.
Well, that concludes this edition of Broadcasters. We hope you enjoyed the show. We don't know if any of you noticed, but our name Broadcasters is a play off of the show Broad City. This show is just totally encompasses the epitome of new age feminism. It covers a lot of the topics we talked about today, but in a comedic way, obviously. I know I watch it on Hulu. I'm not really sure where it officially airs from,
It airs from Comedy Central.
Okay.
And the season's about over, but yeah, it's still going. Yeah. And you can jump on from anywhere, and there's mm-hmm. not much of a continued plot.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to just start watching.
Yeah, it's a really funny show, so I would suggest you guys check it out if you kind of want to know where we got some of our ideas from.
Okay, well, hopefully you found some good information to use or to pass on to people that you think could benefit from it. And remember, anyone can pitch in and lend a hand.
No one can do everything, but everyone can do something.
One of the greatest gifts you can give is your time. To deny people their human rights is to deny their humanity.
And I don't know if any of you have seen the posters hanging up around Palmer, but those were done by my friend Ellis Gray Barnett. And you can find her on Instagram at Hula Hoop Water and on Tumblr at King Ellis Barnett.
So we've shared some of the things that we've learned, you know, from our class and just from talking to each other. And we're hoping that you found something in this broadcast to take away and use in everyday life.
We shared quite a bit of media with you folks out there and hope you take a listen to the tunes that we've played and maybe watch some of these movies that we talked about. They were definitely some interesting choices.
And it would be great if you used any of the local resources we talked about or use the things that we talked about in your own personal lives.